I work with an executive coach, and over the last year, it's really been a formative experience. One of the very first things that she asked me to do was to develop a CEO manifesto. And one of the tenets that I developed as a part of that was that I believe that failures are not defeat. They are the training ground for prosperity. And this is not something that came natural to me. You know, I am a physician. I am pretty type A, and I definitely was that kid that would get upset if I got a B or lost a soccer game. But I've come to learn, especially through this experience of having NasaClip, that it is so true that the resilience and perseverance is really where you learn your best lessons. So I want to take you back to 2020. And I know 2020, as we just heard, was very challenging for a lot of us. But in 2020, I was 6 months pregnant in February. I had an 18-month-old child, and I was a full-time emergency physician working at PG County Hospital. Now, I was actually pretty excited at that time because there were two other docs in my group who were also pregnant, all with girls, all our second kid, and our due dates were all within 2 months of each other. So we were giddily chatting about how we were going to be on maternity leave together and have play dates, and little did we know that just a few weeks later, our world would turn upside down. I think at the beginning of the pandemic, it seemed odd. Like, I would show up to work, and all of a sudden, there'd be patients there that would be really diaphoretic, sweaty, right? And their oxygen levels would be super low. And I was intubating or putting breathing tubes down people my own age or younger. And then suddenly, by March, we were flooded with volume. And at the time, I didn't really know what to expect. I would drive into work, and there'd be a line of ambulances at the hospital. I would be intubating people in the parking lot with my belly out to here. And most of the time, not really sure if this was something that could hurt me or my baby. My OB at the time was like, it doesn't really seem like a safe thing to do. But if I left and the other two docs that were pregnant left, we would have been woefully understaffed for the volume that we were dealing with. And so we stayed. And I worked through the entire first wave of the pandemic, pregnant, afraid, but brave, driving home, taking my clothes off in the garage so I couldn't get my kids sick. And it was around this time that I did a local news story because there was a local station that wanted to know what it was like to be a frontline private or pregnant provider. And as it turns out, I had a knack for live television interviews. So before I knew it, I was on CNN, MSNBC, Yahoo Finance, ABC News. I was weekly on national media outlets. And I took that privilege very seriously because I understood that not everyone was seeing what I was seeing. Not everyone was pronouncing people dead on a daily basis. And I needed to be able to communicate, especially to my community, how important it was for them to stay home at that time. So I get through the first wave, and I deliver my beautiful baby girl May 30th of 2020. Yes. And, you know, I took a deep breath, right? I was able to relax. Not really. I actually rolled right into doing an accelerator program with TEDCO for NasaClip. Because you see, when I was a resident, I was really struck by the number of people who went to the ER for nosebleeds. I'm like, why are you here for your nosebleed? You know, just hold pressure on your nose. But a lot of people do the opposite of what they're supposed to do. They put their head back instead of forward. They pinch their nasal bridge, not down here, and they don't hold constant pressure. So I had this idea for this device where you could add medication to the sponges. You could insert it in your nose and then slide it on so that you have hands-free compression and keep doing what you need to do for 10 to 20 minutes and then release, remove the sponge and potentially use it again, and most importantly, not be in my ED with your nosebleed. So when I was doing the TEDCO program, they had a requirement that you had to be a full-time CEO. And so the only time that I could do it was during my maternity leave. And so since having a baby doesn't necessarily mean you're busy or anything, I breastfed my newborn infant in the summer of 2020 through the accelerator program, which was fully virtual because of the pandemic. And it was the first time that I got capital and executive management support, and it was just the lift I needed to start bringing NasaClip to fruition. And from there, I went on to raise my first million. And now this is a product that has been on the market for a year. And I'm really happy to announce that we actually went live on Amazon 2 days ago. Please check us out and leave reviews. Now, I know that that sounds really tumultuous, but one of the most challenging things about 2020 is that in the background of all of that, being pregnant, being an ER doc, doing this accelerator program, I was also dealing with a huge failure in my marriage. I had found out about infidelity. And so in many ways, 2020 was the most challenging year of my life. It challenged me as a mother, as a human being, as a physician, and definitely as a founder. And in so many ways, I felt like I wasn't doing any of them well. I was failing at everything. My marriage was failing. I didn't really think that I was doing the best job being a mom because I had taken these risks with my kids and my newborn. And, you know, I was trying to piecemeal together this business but didn't really know what I was doing. But it was really through that struggle and that perseverance that it allowed me to have the confidence to know that I could do anything. Because you see, being an ER doc, multitasking, and constantly dealing with a resource-poor environment is exactly the training ground that you need to be a founder. Speaking publicly on national television gave me the poise and confidence to be excellent at fundraising. And understanding where my values lie and how I balance motherhood in my professional space is something that was always going to be important so that my daughters could see what I wanted them to be and not just having me tell them that. So in many ways, I think that 2020 is something I'm almost grateful for, because when I look back on it and think, how did I survive that? Really, the silver lining is that all those seemingly failures that I had, the way that I had to struggle, were really my training ground for prosperity. Thank you.